Hello, and welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Just quick little intro. On this podcast episode, it was kind of planned, but friend Sheldon came up this last Saturday, and we barbecued and we hung out, and they helped us with the virtual baby shower and everything. But anyways, we talked about all kinds of things, you know, in this podcast. Had a lot of good laughs, but basically, brain, soul, sperm, motherfucker. You'll understand why. Universe. Enjoy.
Ooh, I might have to roll a fucking or do a fresh one there.
Yeah, you might have to. Went a little too hard.
No, that's all good.
Here. Load you another bowl for you. Some Kimbo Kush.
So what? Hey, back to what we were talking about earlier. Actually,
yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
Which time we talked about a lot of different stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about how the universe is aware of itself.
Yes, because or like how. Okay, I know I can't, like, break it down for you, but I know exactly what you're talking about and what we're talking about, because I talked about the atoms and everything for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember that part, but not the actual, I can't, like, say it. I don't know.
Well, we can't just say it.
I'm bad with words, man. I can't comprehend or, like,
you can't.
I can't pronunciate. That's
it. So you got the word in your mind, but your mouth can't say it.
I guess, like, it's on the tip of my tongue. Is that what you're saying? Because...
I guess that's what I'm saying?
We just went from... Okay, no, because we were talking about how, like, the universe is aware of itself because there's so many different universes.
Well, yeah, well, more...
Looney Tunes.
That's all. No, but, you know, we're made of... Like I said, we're made of the universe. So if we're made of the universe and we're self-conscious... Of the universe, that means the universe is self-conscious of itself.
Yes, because if we are made of it, then it is aware of itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That makes total sense when you say that, right?
Yeah. I mean... Oh, buddy. Some drink.
Yeah.
That looked rough. Mm. Coughing out the smoke.
That was fucking refreshing.
Don't worry, I don't got the corona. I just got the Ebola.
Yeah, fuck. Fuck both of them. Fuck it.
Want another?
Yeah, fucking corona. It's funny, I went over to it.
So,
to buddies of mine, and we decided to hang out and do a little barbecue. And he gave me some money to go get some beer. So I went and got some corona.
Nice.
I did. And
did you get the limes? Or just the corona?
Only the corona. I'm a cheap ass.
Hey, that's all right. Still good.
But, I'm going to hit this. Oh, shit. Holy shit.
You like sneezed that one out.
I sneezed it?
That's what it sounded like. It's like you like sneezed it out.
Fuck. Did a plume of smoke come up my nose when I did that too?
I wasn't really looking. I was already, I was busy laughing.
Did it come out my ears?
No, that's just... That'd be cool though.
Right?
How can we do that? Because they do that in cartoons and stuff. They blow the steam out of their ears.
Yeah, this is fucking cartoon though.
Fair. I guess our heads aren't also exploding, but
oh, fuck. Oh, so fuck. What fuck? But. What does mine say?
What? Is, what?
What?
You said, what does mine say? What?
What? Dude.
Yes.
What does mine say?
Like my mind say? Or like, what does mind say? How does our mind know what to say?
If you think about it, the brain named itself, too.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, this is the way I think of the circle of life, too. Right? Like the brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the voice in your head, right? And, but, like, you hear it clear as day, but you don't hear it with your ears. But you hear it.
Yes.
So it's like, where is that voice coming from then?
That voice inside our head?
Yeah, so it's like, that's gotta be like our soul, right?
Like our subconscious soul.
Right, right.
Okay.
And then fucking the sperm cell, right?
is it the sperm cell or your previous life?
The sperm cell, right? You know how it's shaped, right?
Yes.
It's kind of, think of it. Look at it. It looks like a brain with a brain stem coming off
Holy
of it.
Holy shit, you're right.
So, it's like, what if, like, because if that's the case, then what if that was just like, but then it grows, everything grows around it.
And then, because, oh my goodness, yes, because when you break down our bodies, like, into, like, the nervous system,
yeah,
all those nerves are, like, we have that one long string, yeah, and then we have many little strings coming off of that.
Right. And so, like, every time you ejaculate, it's just a bunch of souls.
That's just a bunch of brains. But you see, that was already a given. It was a bunch of souls. We're just...
Yeah.
It's okay. We got to get out the test dummies.
Yeah.
Because...
The test dummies.
What? Go on. I want to hear this. Like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, in order for you, in order before you get a finished product, like say cars or something, mm-hmm, you throw them through so many tests with like the test dummy or something.
Mm-mm.
So you're just kind of throwing out all the bad ones until you get to that right one.
Oh yeah,
if that makes sense. I guess I don't know. I just test dummies shouldn't have been the word.
Right? And I was like, wait, what?
Hey, you agreed at first, so that's...
Fair point. But, yeah.
Where did we...
I have an ashtray, actually. But, yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Circle. Brain, soul, sperm.
Man, how long did it take you to think of that and come up with, or like, because that is really deep thinking and well thought out. And that is something, like, I've taken a lot of acid. I've taken a lot of shrooms. And I've never thought about that or thought that out. That is, like, genius.
Right? Because so you're like, wait, it just look at it. It just looks like a brain.
It does.
You know?
Oh, shit. Dropped a little. It's on the seat. I'll grab it.
Because how do you explain... How do you explain, like, the way we think, you know, and what we know and, like, the connection of shit?
What do you mean?
We're on a rock.
In space.
I mean, think about that shit. It's not... Sorry, I'm just...
No, I'm still listening. I'm loading you. I'm loading the bull.
Dude, I'm just... it's trippy.
We are. But the way, like... I really want to learn more about, like, astronomy and stuff. Because I want to, like, all... I wish I would have paid attention to it more in high school, because...
Well, you know, you can go out on your own and learn.
I know. And that's what I mean, is, like, I want to learn more about it. Is because the way, like, our whole solar system works and all the gravitational pulls and, like, to the sun and everything and how it's been shifting through time, like, and where we're actually out in different belts or, like, I've always really been fascinated by space.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I like space movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Space movies are awesome.
Like, well, I know it's just, like, mainstream to say, but I like Star Wars. Spaceballs.
Fuck yeah, who doesn't like Star Wars, man? It's just badass. You know what I'm saying? I listen to their books and shit. On Audible.
The Star Wars books?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, and it plays like a movie in your head when you're listening to it.
Because you've seen it.
I mean, they add sound effects. Like, you can hear the... You can hear the fucking, like, the blasters. You can, like, you can hear, like, the radio. Like it's playing like a movie in your head.
Dude, okay, I have Amazon Prime, so I have to get the, I have to...
And it's so easy to just sit there and drive and listen to, and just get lost in a book, you know? You just listen to it and play it in your head, and, you know, when you're stoned, it's the best.
And you just get lost in it.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I like listening to those other books I was showing you earlier.
Yeah, the God or the psychology and the, what's the other thing?
The great ideas of psychology and the great ideas of philosophy.
Yes, that was it.
By the great works. Yeah. Yeah. And then, some others out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Fuck, this life is so crazy.
It is. I mean, heck, you had your baby shower today. You're going to be a dad in about 2 months.
Mm-hmm. And COVID-19 is going on, and it's like, what the fuck?
You see, are we about to have a Great Depression, though?
Dude, I'm looking forward to it.
I am, too. Listeners are going to be like, what the fuck? I know. I'm just grateful where I'm at in life, and it's been...
But I feel like it's like, welcome to the club.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's what, like, you know? I'm excited for this Great Depression, because everyone is going to be depressed and everything, and everyone that was, like, looked down on or looked at different, like, being having a mental illness, they'll, like...
Dude, this is, like, what we have is so fragile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't realize it until something like this happens.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, heck, we're 6 feet apart right now. We have to stay 6 feet apart from all of our friends. Like, if we're technically not even allowed to see our friends.
Yeah.
You know?
True. Fuck it.
We did. We have hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer with
wipes. Yeah, everywhere.
And shit. Yeah,
everywhere.
You know, it's just
we've wiped everything down like at least 3 or 4 times,
and more.
I'm gonna hit this.
It's good.
That burned. Like motherfucker.
Oh, holy crap. You good?
My nostrils are on fire.
That's not a bad thing. I mean...
No. It's not.
The look you just gave me, though. You look like you just shit yourself when you said that. It was great.
Oh, I got the cannabis virus.
Yeah, it's very common these days.
Dude, everyone's just smoking bud at home.
I don't blame them, dude. Can you imagine being... If I didn't have weed, living with JC, I would probably go a little crazy.
Right?
It's just... And it's nothing against her. It's just being trapped with someone for long periods of time.
Yeah, well, yeah, where you're at, you don't have... Space. I can come here.
Yeah, see, you got your man cave.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bedroom.
My bedroom. With my come stained sheets.
Hey, pillowcases, okay? I've been trying to mimic the guy from Big Mouth.
Big Mouth? Yeah, oh, yeah. Netflix. That show from Netflix?
Yeah.
I actually haven't seen that show.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think it's like the creators like wrote their spin on like their middle school stories that are like just entering like their what's it fucking called? Puberty stages.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so they wrote like a comedy sketch about that, and it's
Big Mouth. And they all got big mouths.
It kind of, well, they're like, they're hormonal demons, dude.
What? The hormonal demons do. Like, you said that so normal, like. What?
So, like, you know, the,
I didn't realize there were hormonal demons in the show.
The guys have, like, the guy ones to, like, help them, like, pretty much, like, oh, yeah, you should fuck it, fuck her, do it, get off to it, jack off, like, pretty much, like, they're they're, like, the,
the little demon
like
on your shoulder tell you to jack off. Yeah, do it, fucker.
Or
yeah,
like make the, or do the bad choices.
Yeah,
and they're the, that's them.
Yeah, the fucking, the dark shadow.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone has a dark shadow.
Everyone does, you know, and they can be scared.
Yeah.
Some scared people out there.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, except the people that offer you free candy from a van. Those geniuses.
Geniuses. Wow.
Yeah. You kidding me? I love getting free candy. I will always come back for more free candy. The alley behind that, just one thing, don't rape me. I just want the candy. No funny games.
What?
I don't know.
This really happened?
No, no.
No. I was like, this shit really went down like that?
No, I was saying, if it ever goes down, I don't want the raping, I just want the candy and to leave.
I just don't even want to bother. I can go get candy somewhere else.
Yeah, but can you get free candy somewhere else?
Yeah.
Where? Tell me your secrets.
I'll wait for a different opportunity.
Okay. Okay. Please don't lead me into an alley and offer me free candy.
I'm not gonna do that.
Alright.
It's not my style.
So, get the mic, you know. We got... What is your style?
Who flung dung?
Flung dung? The Wong Flung Dung? And what is this Wong Flung Dung?
Who flung dung?
Did the monkey flung dung? I feel like the monkey flung dung dung.
What the fuck? Frogger.
What? It's an amazing game, what can I say?
It is, actually.
Now, the question is, do you like pancakes?
Oh, dude, I love pancakes.
Yeah. Do you like French toast?
Dude, I made French toast this morning. Fuck yeah, I love French toast.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah. I like stuff.
Dude. I don't know how the rest of this song goes, but...
But, I also like bacon. I love bacon.
Bacon is fucking
good. I made bacon. Dude, I probably make bacon almost every morning, dude.
What type of cut do you like your bacon?
Thick.
Ooh, okay, we're...
Thick
cut. Have you ever had the center cut bacon now?
Yeah.
Center cut bacon is really good. Bacon is good, dude.
I love bacon.
I like making the bacon, and then in that, like, bacon grease, you make your pancakes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that.
We used to do it up here all the time camping, but, no.
What happened?
It gives it like a nice crispy edge to it, you know?
And like around the edge?
Yeah, around the edge, and it does not look normal.
What? What do you mean it doesn't look normal?
Like, I don't know. It's just darker and crispy on the outside.
And it's rougher around the edges?
Yeah, but on the inside, it's all like soft.
It's crispy on the outside, but it's soft on the inside.
But no.
Crispy on the edges.
Just crispy on the edges.
And soft everywhere else.
Yes.
With bacon grease.
Yes.
That sounds so good. I want to do that.
We used to put fresh picked blueberries.
Mm.
We were just talking about it around the fire.
Mm-hmm. And it
reminded me of it. Fucking good, mate. Fucking good.
And eggs. I love eggs.
Yes. See, I know some people don't like eggs, and I don't care.
Kaylee used to not like eggs.
What was your trick to getting her into liking eggs?
Me?
Yeah, like, what was your trick?
Just cooking it.
Oh.
And just cooking. She cooked it, why she liked it. And it was all downhill from there.
Cool beans.
She was in my pocket.
Honey, I struck my wife.
Yeah, that's funny.
Now the question is,
So are you bored because of all this shit? No, you're fucking still. Yeah.
Honestly, hasn't really affected my life.
Right. Okay.
Other than like, it's forced my roommate like to go unemployed. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are experiencing that though. So.
Yeah. But otherwise, traffic time is great. Get to downtown Seattle, 45 minutes at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And then it's just been, I don't know. It's weird seeing how not just unprepared everyone was for this, because literally no one expected this to happen, but just seeing everybody with masks on these days.
I know.
In public.
I know.
I'm not used to it, and it's still, like, not a common thing. And it's reminding me of the times...
It's becoming common.
Yes.
Now,
it's becoming very common. And it's reminding me of the times of when I'd work at the outlet mall. I'd see a bunch of, like the Asian culture people coming in, and they all, a lot of them had masks.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, trying to be racist or anything, but, like, you know, like, when China and stuff, like, they're Beijing, they're smog.
Yeah.
Everyone around there wore masks, and I feel like we're becoming that way now, and everybody's wearing masks, but it's not because of the smog.
Right. I know, that's how I was feeling, you know? And it's like, when I was delivering packages for fucking Amazon Flex and shit, I remember going to this one apartment, and it was like, there's elderly people there, and I had like a mask in my fanny pack.
Or are you, like, did they give you that mask to wear, or are you just doing it out of your own kindness?
I just kind of, like, did it out of my own kindness, but...
That's good.
I had it there, and then I noticed that there was a... Like, it was, like, a fucking dorm or hotel hallway, but it was apartments, right? And so, it was an enclosed apartment, so it was, like, basically, you're walking down the hallway, and there's doors,
mm-hmm.
right? And fucking... I noticed that there's a lot of older people living here, so I fucking put that mask on when I went in there and delivered. And the lady I delivered to was an elder African-American lady, and the data has been showing that they're more susceptible.
Susceptible? Or
yeah, the numbers are not looking good for them, basically.
Yeah. You know, but that's just how it is for all old people.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just too bad.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing I put my mask on, because I actually stopped to take the time and put it on before I got to the door. And I didn't know who she was until she opened the door.
You were just expecting her to be an older lady because of the people you witnessed around you.
Yeah. Going inside. Nice. Yeah. So.
Well, kudos to you, dude.
Yeah. So, it's strange. Like, it's putting a strange twist in the story. You know, and I like it.
It is. It's...
And it's... But it's affecting everyone. That's what I like about it.
Yeah. Like, the commons, the rich, the poor, the... Everyone.
Everyone. No one's...
Immune.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, the Prime Minister of, I think it was UK, I saw, either tested for it or came up positive for it.
Oh, shit.
And so that just shows it's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find funny is that before 2020, like before the new year, people were posting memes saying, watch, there's going to be like a big, disease that happens in 2020 because it happened in 1720, 1820,
that's 1920. Funny, because, yeah, I seen that same kind of shit, and then it fucking, then it happened. And I'm like, well, fucking, wow. Like, what do they actually call it? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not even surprised.
No, yeah. Like, we're like, it's, we're so used to everything getting fucked up these days, or all this shit.
You know, yeah, exactly. It's like, at this point, this is just another thing, you know?
Like,
it's just another day in the life.
What happened to us in Iran? That huge war thing. I mean,
what do you mean? What happened there?
Like with Iran, like the missile attacks.
Oh yeah.
Like after we killed their general.
God, you know, honestly, I don't know a lot about that. I didn't follow it.
So I know that happened, and then. I know we came at wrote a peace treaty with the Taliban, but though the Taliban isn't tied with Iran, But I haven't seen any news updates on what's happening in Iran. I know I got friends deployed over there. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I haven't been following that shit. I haven't followed it in a long time.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really read the news.
Dude, actually, this is the most I've watched the news lately because of the coronavirus. I've been watching the coronavirus task briefing.
Nice. And yeah. How has that been? Because I have not seen those.
Task force briefing. Well, fuck, dude. Fucking. Hold on, this text message came up. What was the question?
I forgot.
No, don't forget. What was the question?
Because the more I think about it, the more it gets away. So I can't think about it, but I have to think about it. If that makes sense.
What were we talking about? The corona? Oh, the task force.
Yes. How is watching that? That was the question.
See, it was kind of entertaining. It was kind of like, because he had, like, a team. Like, he had people that would come in. Like, he had the vice president. He'd come in and speak, right? He would speak. He had this doctor lady that would come on and speak about the virus and shit. And there was this one. She was like, yeah, you'll notice I wasn't here this last past weekend just because I had a mild fever. And you see Donald Trump look at her, and he goes,
he just walked away.
It's like, I'm out.
Fuck your shit, I'm out.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That is great. You see, one thing I do like about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
He is funny as fuck. I mean, if you go back and look at everything he's done in his lifetime up to this point, and look what he's dealing with.
There's a song by him by Mac Miller.
I know. There's another song by him by Upchurch.
No way.
Yeah.
That is cool. That is cool.
Fuck yeah. And I like that Mac Miller song, though.
The Donald Trump?
Yeah. My buddy Dylan from South Dakota, he's showed me that song when I came out of basic training.
Damn. Wait, you were in the military?
Yeah, for like 6 years, National Guard.
No fucking way, dude.
Yeah.
I did not know that. What were you in? Like, were you like an 11 Bravo infantryman?
No, or I was like 31 Bravo. I was military police.
Ah, nice.
For like 4 years. Damn. And then I became a fister after that.
A fister?
Yeah.
Like a lady fister? Or are we talking like a turkey fister?
I think that was a 13 Fox, yeah. Yeah.
And those, like, I was like a fister, were you,
but, what, no,
were you, like, doing missile work, or?
No, you have your, so you're, it's you and another guy, you're a team of two, you know,
mm-hmm.
You got binos, you got a compass, you got a map, you know, and you fucking, you locate your target using your terrain association and fucking using your compass and using a protractor and all that.
So it was like kind of like nature's skill.
And then you get within like 10 grid, I don't know if I should talk about this shit, honestly. Because it's like military tactics.
Well, then, you know, we just get the 10 grid and go fuck ourselves with it because what were we talking about? Anyways.
I don't know if I should be talking
about, well, this. No, that's just, thank you for your service. I never fucking knew that shit.
Yeah.
I'm learning. But that explains why you have all that military. And, like, that rucksack and stuff.
Yeah.
So, did you actually get deployed at all?
No, no, never deployed. I volunteered a bunch. And then, like, the one time I didn't volunteer, they actually went. So, I was like, well, I'll just take that as
a sign.
Yeah.
Never meant to be. Damn. And so that was the National Guard. Was it for California?
Washington.
Washington. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And when did you you leave?
I got out, I think, 2016.
Okay.
Got out 2016. But I was officially out in 2018.
Nice.
There was a 2-year callback from a contract, so it was like 6 years of active National Guard duty, and then a 2-year callback.
Gotcha.
Just in case. Back.
And look, imagine if you're still in it right now, you would be deployed for the corona.
I'm so glad I'm out. I can't tell you how much. I couldn't wait to get out.
You know, that's actually, that's really good to know, because I really wanted to join the military.
Like, it was fun in the beginning, right? But then when you realized how disorganized it was.
We can't say that, can we?
I mean, it's pretty, I mean, I guess I can. I can. Fucking, a soldier can't.
Ah.
Because they lose their freedom of speech. You lose rights.
Because you're literally sending your life away.
You can't talk shit about the president.
Really?
No.
Damn.
You can't talk bad about the commander-in-chief.
Damn. That is... Well, that's kind of, like, expected, though. You know?
Or, you ever heard about that Marine that got fucking, like... He got in trouble for talking. He tweeted something about Obama way back when. It was something insulting or something, like... And he got in trouble for it. I think he got, like... I'm not sure what the punishment was, but I know he got in trouble for it. I want to say he got thrown in jail.
Fuck.
I could be totally off, but I know...
Yeah, no, I did not know
that. Like, you can't even get a sunburn without getting a... I mean, because you can get an Article 15, which is up to 45 days of extra duty. And loss of rank and half pay. And that you can get if you get a sunburn to the point where you are unable to perform your duty as a soldier.
Oh, because it's like too burnt? It's
too painful.
Mm.
So if you didn't take the time to take care of yourself by putting sunscreen up, which, you know, kind of makes sense in a way if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you got too sunburnt to the point where you're unable to perform your duty as a soldier, you can get an Article 15.
Dang, that's really,
because you're actually government property. Your body is,
you're literally a pawn.
Yeah.
Damn, good to know, good to know. I don't know. I'm really glad I didn't. I want to serve in...
Government property, it's crazy. Yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful for our military and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they actually do great shit.
Yeah.
For, you know, like, there's evil that they handle. I know there's evil that they handle. You know, but that's like special forces and shit like that, you know?
Yeah. The,
you know, the fucking guys that are actually fucking doing real work.
Yeah.
While we're the grunts fucking run around just fucking...
Playing shooting practice.
It fucking just establishing fucking AOs and shit and fucking taking over towns.
So, as the lowers, you would be more of the scouts, while the higher up people, they did the more close-to-close combat? Because, so... I love war.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love war? Yeah, no. I like, well, not like the idea of war. But I love like the history of war. Like reading all the different histories of it, and all the different Medal of Honor recipients. And then there was the two that earned it for a war in Iraq. They were in their military base. And you know, there would be like once a week or something, the Taliban would shoot at them, but not like actually shoot at them, like just make noises. And it was like for them, the Taliban were learning their tactics of what happens when, and they, what do they do, where do they go when this happens, like when they go under attack. So when the time like they actually went under attack, it was a lot of American casualties. It was like 11 American casualties, and they literally like they were dropping mortars at each of the stations that every single one was going to, and two people from there, they actually earned the Medal of Honor because of the heroic acts they did. So that would be, I couldn't imagine going through that though. If you're like, after, like, you know, you're just waking up and you're just expecting it to be another, like, oh, they're just doing a decoy, like, or not a decoy, but they're just shooting and they suck, they really suck with their aim. And then actually realizing, oh, we are actually getting fucking bombed. I don't know where I was going with that. I just got really lost.
Fuck. Where did this, like, I kind of got lost in my head for a second, then I came back, and then I was like, oh, wait, what? And I was paying attention to what you were saying there at the end, and you were like, and we got bombed. So I missed that first half. I'm sorry.
It is totally okay, but it's on Netflix.
Oh, you're talking about a show?
Yeah, it's the Medal of Honor. It's a history show about the Medal of Honor.
Oh, no. I think like, I know what you're talking about. No, I watched that. Yeah.
It talked about the ones from that, World War II,
yeah.
Korea.
Yeah, I've seen that one, actually. I watched a few episodes of that one. I know what you're talking about, the Medal recipients. Medal of Honor recipients. Yes, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. No. Yeah. I like that. I like it.
I got really lost talking about it. I don't know. I got into it. Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, no. I know.
Fuck. Do you want another bowl?
Yeah, I smoke another bowl.
Should you smoke another bowl?
Or not. I don't know.
I don't want you getting in any trouble.
No, I won't get in trouble.
Or I don't want you getting too high.
I won't get too high.
Well then, Mr. Stony Baloney.
Yeah.
Let's get her done.
Okay. Let's fucking I want to say let's roll one, but
I got nothing to roll.
Yeah.
And, I think I'm heading out soon.
Yeah. I was gonna say, it's getting kind of late. So I'm gonna go down soon.
I didn't drive, though.
Yeah. Well, let's call this our last bowl, then. And then fucking we'll call it.
The toast goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good hanging out. Good barbecue.
That was. You made the good burgers. Really good burgers.
Thanks. You brought really good patties. Really good patties.
I like good patties.
The best patties. I like meat patties.
Meat patties with extra different types of meats.
Bacon.
Yeah. Thank you.
shall we?
Shall we?
We shall.
What are we shalling? Call it.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Now, if everyone enjoyed that fine piece of art, this podcast, this current episode, go ahead and light up your bowls. I mean, fill up your bowls, light up your joints, hit your bongs with me. Here we go. I'll see you fuckers on the next one. Oh shit. Woo! Rock on, motherfucker!